sat up in his opened window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
This is 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
No, they Thank you. Good evening, my friends. Welcome to They're There, the monthly examination of performance and performance sounds and other things as well. Something sounds different, and you can't put your finger on it. Well, maybe that's because Alana, your host, couldn't be here today. She is having yet another dance with the Rona. It just won't go away. So we wish her the very best in healing and recovery and getting it out of her system once and for all. Get better, Alana. We all miss you. But until she's back, I'm Jeff, your host. You usually hear me on the Snack Point Charlie radio program, heard elsewhere on WGXC 90.7 FM. But tonight, I'll just be playing for the rest of the hour some music for healing, some music for mourning as we say goodbye to some important people like Tina Turner, who we heard at the top of the set. Wait, Tina Turner? That wasn't River Deep, Mountain High. That wasn't We Don't Need Another Hero. Well, that's right. That was Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, a recording that she did a couple years ago that's on her TinaTurnerBlog.com and up on YouTube. A 2-hour meditation of the famous, I guess it's famous, Buddhist chant, which we might be hearing a little bit more of later in the show. Did you know she was a Buddhist? Did you know that before? You know now. And rest in peace, Ms. Turner. And after that, we heard Firefly from the Sun Ra Orchestra under the direction of Marshall Allen, who turned 99 this past week. 99. And that's him playing on Firefly from the recent album by the orchestra, Living Sky. What a remarkable run. And he's still running. He's still going. They're playing at Opus 40 later this summer. I'm pretty sure it's sold out. See if you can get there. You know, if you're tapped into the cosmic beams, you can probably find a way to astrally project yourself right onto that sculpture at Harvey Fights, Opus 40. So, we're well into the hour. We're going to get back to the music now with a little birthday hello to Mr. Bob Dylan, who just had a birthday this last week. Are we going to hear Bob himself? No, we're not. We're going to hear Seedsman to the World doing Blood, their kind of extended riff, abstraction on some Dylan lyrics and themes. And after that, who knows where we'll go. So stick around, get it in your soul. Let those beams beam into you and then beam out of you and just feel aces. And I'll see you again in a little while. Thank you.
Thank you.
for the wise men and the fools. I've got nothing more to live up to. Cultivate their flowers just to be nothing more than something they invest in. Are some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize. And say God bless you. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape by society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in.
captain, both he and the co-pilot are gone. The plane's on automatic pilot, but there's no one to bring it down. We still haven't heard. Wait, here's a report from Flight 463 now. What? I can't believe it. One of the stewardesses and several passengers have disappeared from the plane. A choir of 60 children returning from a singing tour have all vanished. Here, inside the air terminal, bedlam has broken loose. People have just disappeared. One of the men here in the tower has vanished. We can't find him anywhere. The parents and bus driver waiting for the choir members have all vanished. There's not a child left in the terminal. What's going on? People are going crazy. We need help.
This is News Central. We're interrupting all previously scheduled broadcasting to bring you all the factual information as to what is taking place as we receive it. A few minutes ago, our telephone lines were suddenly jammed by what we thought to be a mass hoax. We can now tell you that it's not a hoax. Something has happened. Our helicopter and mobile units have confirmed that something has happened. Traffic in the entire county is one gigantic traffic tie-up. It's at a standstill. Don't attempt to go anywhere in your car. We're continually receiving calls from hysterical people claiming that people have suddenly vanished. How many of the reports we're receiving are a result of panic? Of course, we just don't know, and we urge you not to panic. It can only add confusion. Here in News Central, we have direct lines to all law enforcement officers in the county, seven mobile units throughout the area, our teletype, radios, linking to the rest of the state and nation. We urge you to please stay off the telephone so emergency calls can get through. Do not call this station or the police with anything but factual reports. Don't ask us for information. We'll broadcast all verified reports as we receive them. Our lines are now open for factual reports. Please give your information and then clear the line. This is News Central. Go ahead.
I'm the manager of the South Park shopping mall, and I can tell you that people have vanished all over the place. Everything is in a turmoil here. Every child in the place has disappeared, and there's not one to be seen. Many adults have vanished, and one lady was standing at the checkout counter. Just as the clerk reached out to take her money, she vanished. The clerk and ladies who were standing there are all being treated for hysteria. Several stores report clerks having disappeared. Some while waiting on customers. People are going crazy outside in the parking lot. Traffic is jammed. People have vanished right out of their cars. People are running everywhere screaming for their children and companions who have simply vanished. We need help. There are shoplifters who are taking advantage of this awful situation. They're stealing everything they want with no one to stop them. Help us. Please help us. I can't get through to the police. We need help. Please help.
Hold it. Here's another urgent bulletin.
I have an emergency announcement. This is Lieutenant Jones, Central Police Department. And we request that all off-duty law enforcement officers report to their division commanders immediately. I repeat, we have an emergency situation. And request that all off-duty law enforcement personnel report to their division commanders immediately. We have one other request. We request that the citizens please do not call the police. We are having a problem with phone calls, and we have no information on the emergency at this time. I repeat, we ask that you do not call the police department unless you have an extreme emergency. As soon as we receive any information on what's happening, we will notify the broadcasting company immediately.
Mobile Unit 3. Hello, this is Mobile Unit 3. This is Mobile Unit 3.
All right, go ahead. You're on.
Unit 3. I'm out here at Hillside Cemetery covering a funeral. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. You won't believe this, but the hearse, the family car, and minister have already arrived at the gravesite, and in the process of carrying the casket from the hearse, the pallbearers apparently dropped it. The lid flew open, and there was nobody. Most of the pallbearers seem to have just disappeared. There's hardly anyone here now. The minister and most of the family are gone. The other cars haven't arrived yet, and looking down the hill to the road, there seems to have been some sort of large accident. There's a huge traffic jam blocking the cemetery entrance. I just can't understand what's happening. I can see graves ripped open all around me. Oh, it looks as if they have exploded from the inside. That's all I can say. I just don't understand. That's all I can say. I don't understand what's going on.
We have a report from the Northside General Hospital.
This is the nurse's station in the surgical wing of General Hospital. We have a very strange situation here. An elderly lady was undergoing major surgery. In the operating room were two doctors, an anesthesiologist, an intern, three nurses, and the operation had been underway about 35 minutes when all at once she vanished, right off the operating table. Those in the operating room, including the doctors, are now being treated for shock. It's also reported that several of our patients have disappeared, many too ill just to walk away. I've never witnessed such an occurrence. I just don't know what to think.
Teenage boy walked up to his much older and wiser friend and said, "Tell me, how will I know when I'm in love?" His friend smiled and said,
"Well, I... It's so... ever come to, you will laugh. Oh, yeah. Say it like magic. You gonna feel it. Yes, yes, you gonna feel it.
Thank you, my friends, for coming along, taking the ride, hitching your wagon to There There. Once again on WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears. I've been Jeff, your substitute host, filling in for the unwell Alana. Hopefully she will be in the pink next month and ready to dazzle your ears again. What have we been listening to? We heard Seedsmen to the World doing Blood, their sort of abstract homage cover, etc., to Bob Dylan, who had a birthday last week. We heard some music from the soundtrack to Lucifer Rising by Bobby Beausoleil, with news broadcast from an alternate universe where the rapture actually happened. Ooh, that sounds scary. But it didn't. It's just someone's imagination. That from the film by Kenneth Anger, who we also lost last week. We heard Dreams? No, I'm sorry, Magic by The Ideals, from a beautiful compilation on Mississippi Records called Strange World. And we heard Plastercaster by the Aluminum Group and The Dishes, sort of a super group that came together to pay tribute to Cynthia, who, the late Cynthia, who wasn't late at the time, but she's no longer with us. But she had a birthday last week as well, the same day as Bob Dylan. And who's on that? Good grief. The Aluminum Group, Rebecca Gates from the Spinane, Sally Timms, John McIntyre from Tortoise, and Doug McCombs, Bill Lohman. I can't even remember everybody who's on. Andrew Bird is on it. Anyway, if you want to get a copy for yourself, it's, I believe, at CynthiaPlastercaster.bandcamp.com or vice versa. And we're listening to Tina Turner from her blog with her rendition of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. I hope you feel healed, or at least through the worst of it. Stay tuned for Tony Fallon and the Irish Show. Come back, Alana. Feel better.
Yo, Niji says, and Jews and my and Johnny Gingo, your is Jobo G. Agent, Jen, Maria, Goji, a man, and then I knew his eyes, your man, your deep was a job. He Joey Jogga, but his old in none of his unmanned of the Mojo Joe, but it's in your job with the Mario, Joe, Jim, Joe, Jim, Joe, 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 Joe,